135th contact, Thursday, October 9th, 1980, 7:34 p.m. Billy, this is but a short visit. Quetzal, if you want to go again before I'm actually right there. Quetzal, 1. I have only taken a short walk and want to end it now. 2. Manara waits for me a few hundred meters away with a herd of cows. 3. We also have our ship in the vicinity there. Billy, oh, I see. Then you are probably the reason why the cattle are so restless up there on the southeastern slope of the forest. Quetzal, 4. That may very well be, because Manara is with the cows, which have done this to her and with which she is gladly occupied. Billy, that, too. Then be careful, however, when you go up there because Engelbert waits not too far from that place and his car. Your silvery rain cloak just isn't good, despite this rainy darkness. Quetzal, 5. That is of correctness, but I will be directed according to your words. Simeus, 1. You are both incorrigible. Quetzal, 6. Then I will go now. 7. Until we meet again. Billy, bye, and greet Manara for me. Quetzal, 8. I will do that. Billy, whom? And away he goes. Quetzal is quite extensive, however, in disembarking. Simeus, 2. Certainly, but now listen to what I have to tell you because I have a lot of work to do in the next few hours, so I only have a short time to talk today. Billy, your voice sounds so strange, as if something dreadful will happen again. I know this tone of yours already too well. Simeus, 3. Certainly, it is as you say. 4. But surely, you have already calculated these coming events long ago. Billy, unfortunately, I could not deal with the calculations lately for psychological reasons, so I do not know what events should now fall upon the earth again or upon any part of it. Simeus, 5. By way of insinuation, we once talked about this. Billy, but I do not remember at the moment. Simeus, 6. Alasnim. Billy, Alasnim, Alasnim. Oh, yes, this is the city in Algeria that should be destroyed by at least 80% as a result of an earthquake. I think, if I remember correctly, this should be in the autumn of this year. Simeus, 7. Certainly. 8. Tomorrow, during the midday hours, the inevitable will be fulfilled. Billy, and now you go back to the kidneys. I understand. It hits me again and again, even though I am actually far from the events. And when I consider that the main part of the people of the earth bears the guilt for these things, I could explode in anger. If I remember correctly, then it will crash again tomorrow so hard that roughly 500,000 people will die within just 30 seconds. Simeus, 9. Unfortunately, that is the truth. 10. It will be one of the strongest quakes to shake Algeria, as only seldom before. Billy, that, I do not know, but it will certainly be the case if you say so. Simeus, 11. And still, the earth-minded people will not become more thinking, especially not those who truly bear the guilt for this, namely the scientists and the governments. Billy, they deny their guilt. That is quite clear. They vehemently advocate the crazy assertion that it concerns purely natural processes. Only in Japan, the scientists seem to have become smarter, at least with regard to the whole climate change and the resulting air and land pollution. Simeus, 12. That is well known to me. Billy, and how does it stand with Iraq and Iran, which bloodily fight each other? Simeus, 13. This war between brothers will continue even further with unabated violence and will throw the whole world into a very bad crisis. 14. And as I already told you before, there will be no real winner upon completion of the war, and in later years, More murderous and destructive wars will take place in Iraq by the fault of the Americans and the Iraqi dictator. Billy, I know that, but couldn't you also tell me something about the other upcoming events? Simyas, 15. Today, the time is not sufficient, but I do want to inform you about the other events that are coming within the course of next week. Billy, that is dear of you. Simyas, 16. Good, then I shall now explain the following to you, 17. We've found that some of the group members are still of the wrong opinion that they can continue in their old and often deplorable errors at their own discretion. 18. And they are still of the wrong opinion that we would watch these wrongdoings idly. 19. But they are greatly mistaken about this. 20. Therefore, I must urgently explain that we can no longer make ourselves uncertain in any way and that we can no longer exercise leniency. 21. Our determination is given that every single group member residing in the center is to be intensively involved in the learning study and to pursue this study in cooperation with all who are present and all resident group members. 22. We can, under no circumstances, except that a group member separates and wants to pursue a worthless individual study. 23. Only absences from the center, necessary and urgent work, and illnesses may be accepted as absences from the group study. 24. But because this rule already has tough expectations, it has become imperative that we have early and ongoing tests with individual evaluations for each of the subjects to be learned. And on the 18th of October, so in 10 days, we are already calling for a test for every single group member in reference to the knowledge and personal exercises of the meditation. 25. This form of test also applies to the law of love, which the group members presently have in the study, and this test will be scheduled either for the end of October or the beginning of November. 26. The test to come will be carried out with values in their results, such that at the end of the 12 months, averages can be calculated. 27. For this, a minimum tolerance level for the values will be laid down in numerical points, from which the interests, efforts, and initiatives of each group member in reference to the study can be calculated. 28. Anyone who falls short of the values of the minimum tolerance level must be excluded from the core group and its interests, without the possibility of a return to the core group. 29. A repetition of a previous test, which is scheduled by us in each case for the various subjects, can take place under no circumstances, so an already calculated value of a completed test is permanent. Billy, that is certainly clear enough. But explain to me again, who in this particular case is being addressed by your words, that certain group members have already separated from the study? Simyas, 30. On the one hand, I spoke primarily of Connie, who has completely departed from the group study, but on the other hand, also of Ava and your wife, who repeatedly want to stay away from the group studies for futile reasons, with particular attention being given to your wife. With her stubbornness and grumbling, while Ava temporarily shows a certain apathy when she is tired. 31. In other matters, several group members do not strive intensively enough with the necessary memory repetitions, as defined by us in condition. 32. It must be said, however, that we cannot take their wrongdoings in negligence anymore, as they cannot be excluded from the enlargement of the meditation, which should be carried out starting from November. 33. Urgently, you should once again suggest to all that they learn the necessary, basic lessons in terms of the meditation and the law of love in such a way that they can flawlessly repeat these until the test. 34. An assessment will occur from this, just like from the test questions. Billy. The various excuses are always that they cannot memorize because they have no memory. Simyas, 35. We already talked about this once, And you know that this cannot be accepted by us because everything is just a mistake and idea and imagination, as we have already explained. 36. And don't forget for the test that except for Guido, all others are to be included and tested, not just those group members who reside in the center. 37. In the particular case of Madeleine and Ida, they should strive around the teaching in a more concentrative manner, which is urgently needed for them. 38. In particular, Madeleine has great learning difficulties because she focuses too little. 39. It would be appropriate that you teach her separately every day for about 30 minutes so that she can also obtain the necessary knowledge. 40. She is, indeed, very willing and interested to learn, but her will is not concentrated in such a way that she can take the necessary initiative for this. 41. But for this additional work, you certainly need some more time, as I know, because you have other urgent work to do. 42. For this reason, I would like it to be that you take the date of the 15th of October to begin to deal with this additional task. 43. The same date should also apply to her meditation since she believes that she can exclude herself completely or occasionally at her own discretion from the group lessons. 44. In addition, it is also an urgent necessity that Margaret and Dart pursue their studies better, and you should likewise help them when they are at the center. 45. 1 to 2 hours while they are present should be sufficient for the time being because they only stay for a short while. Billy, Rose, I mean Margaret, is usually there for several weeks, while Dorrit can remain for 1 to 2 days. Semyas, 46. Then it would be advisable that you dedicate 1 hour per day for the study because they do not have the opportunity in their actual residences to devote themselves collectively with other group members in detail to the study. Billy, if you think so, then okay. Indeed, it means a lot more work, but I think that this arrangement is fair. Semyas, 47. Then these issues are also discussed, so I will now address the last concern. 48. For Madeleine, we said that she should again dedicate herself to the meditation and that she herself. One moment, Quetzal is calling me over the communicator. Quetzal, 9. I just had quite a scare. Billy, that's quite clear to see, but look there, girl, the guy is grinning again. What's the matter with him? Semyas, 49. One moment and he will tell us. Quetzal, 10. Visible on the communicator screen. Like any other hiker, I was walking through the night to get to Manara. 11. I had reached the high edge of the woods unchallenged, just several meters away from the pasture fence where Manara was waiting for me by the cows, when I was suddenly standing in the glare of two light beam devices. 12. Looking around, badly startled for a moment, I saw two auto headlights belonging to Engelbert's vehicle, as was determined by my analyzer. 13. He must have observed me despite the dark night and thought that some stranger was roaming around who could possibly waylay our friend. 14. That is my assumption. Billy, Quetzal, didn't you pull off your silvery shining cloak? Quetzal, 15. No, my friend, I did not find it necessary, as I assumed that Engelbert could not observe or see me in the darkness. Billy, then you thought too little too late, my son. Quetzal, 16. That is of correctness. 17. On the next occasion, I shall take better care. Billy, well, the world won't go under because of it. Engelbert certainly had his fun watching you run into the hammer even if he supposedly did not do this on purpose, he had no way of knowing that it was you and not some wretched night scoundrel or other earthling. Quetzal, 18. Certainly not, and that is why I did not feel assaulted or otherwise threatened. 19. It was simply a momentary scare, which made me uncertain. 20. In any case, You should explain the facts to him and extend to him my greetings. 21. Goodbye. Billy, so long ... it really got to him. I would have liked to have seen his face. Simyas, 50. That surely would have been quite a funny sight. 2. Billy, Quetzal must have been more than 100 meters, 330 feet away when he ran into the headlight beam. Why he did that at all is still not clear to me. And can anything happen to you from the vibrations of the Earthlings at this distance? According to my knowledge, you can come within 90-100 meters, 297-330 feet of the Earth people without protective equipment and not expose yourselves to any type of vibrational danger. Simyas, 51. The last part of your assessment is correct, but in the second part, you made a mistake in your reasoning, 52. Quetzal, with certainty, did not run into a beam of light from the headlight, but must have suddenly been caught by it in the midst of the darkness. 3. Billy, ah, of course. Slowly, I seem to become stupid and, therefore, illogical. But before I forget, our financial situation at the center is rather precarious, which is why I wanted to ask you whether you have already thought about this because we talked about it before, and whether you have found a solution? Simyas, 53. Certainly, we have, and everything has also been found to be good by the High Council. 54. The solution is that some of the residents of the center or the group members residing there occasionally should work abroad for a full day or for half of a day, in order to acquire the necessary, lacking financial means. Billy, and who should this be? And how should this look, more precisely? Simyas, 55. Our investigations and inquiries revealed that Madeleine and also Jacobus and Elsie could work for a full day, and this would be the responsibility of Jacobus and Elsie for about 22 years, and of Madeleine for at least 18 years. 56. Ava, as we have found, could devote herself to part-time employment, which she should carry out at the center, and this would also apply to your wife. 57. It would be for them to see if they could perform any profitable work at the center. Infants and adolescents need their mothers throughout the whole day. Billy, that would be homework, as we call it. We have already thought of this, and besides, we have already done a lot in this respect, even to the point that we could carry out this work in such a way that nobody would have to work abroad anymore. Simyas, 58. That is a very commendable initiative, but it probably can't be realized so quickly that the financial problems would be solved within the necessary interval. 59. For this reason, your wife and Ava should, from now on, assume a work that is acceptable to them, which they could perform at the center, while Madeleine, Jacobus, and Elsie, from the month of November, should be able to perform a full day of foreign work. 60. The work that is to be done in the center, which falls within the scope and competence of Jacobus, should, in the future, be completed by all available group members on Saturdays so that problems of this kind would likewise be resolved. Billy, I suppose, however, that Elsie will rebel against this because she will say that she is only being used or that someone wants to exploit her. Simyas, 61. Those are not logical words, but she should, indeed, become enlightened in the meantime. Billy, I doubt it, unfortunately. Simyas, 62. Let her decide. She should find the logic, necessity, and correctness of our advice. 63. Still, I wanted to talk earlier about Madeleine regarding the meditation. 64. The period specified for her has expired, but she has not yet clearly decided, which is why you should suggest this to her again. Billy, I will. Simyas, 65. Good, then you must, unfortunately, consider the conversation for today as being concluded because I am actually pressed for time. 66. Until we meet again, my friend, and see you soon. Billy, then farewell, and really come again quite soon. Simias, 67. I will, farewell.